Today's grammar point is Naomi-sensei.
Masenka?
Verb plus masenka, and this phrase is used to extend an invitation. Now, what's interesting, in the previous lesson, we reviewed a pattern that did the same exact thing. Mashouka is also extending an invitation. However, with mashouka, inside of that expression is a little more that you would prefer to do that, where masenka leaves a little more room for negotiation. So let's have an example.
紅茶を飲みませんか?
Would you like to have tea or English tea? Again, here the subject is omitted because the mother was talking to Haria, so there was no need to say you, or in English it would be, would you like to have some tea? But in Japanese, really the literal translation is, won't drink tea? There's no subject in there, but of course it's implied. So let's just go through the sentence. First, we have the object, which is
紅茶,
marked by the object marking particle,
お,
followed by
飲みません,
the negative present polite form of
飲む,
to drink. So 飲む becomes
飲みません.
This is followed by
か,
sentence ending particle indicating a question. So 紅茶を飲みませんか?
はい.
Would you like to have tea?
Yeah, that could be a good pickup line too.
Naomi-sensei, now my Japanese teacher also told me this. I have never seen on the street a guy running after a girl. ねえねえねえ、紅茶を飲みませんか?
私、おじいさんにこれ言われたことあります。
So wait, so an old guy actually said this to you?
Yeah.
Did it work for him?
No.
Yeah, so it's not going to work for you too. What did he say to you?
すみません、お茶を飲みませんか?
Yeah, that's just not going to work. Excuse me, would you like to have some tea?
そうですね。
Yes, but this is a very, very polite way. And of course, it doesn't have to just be a pickup line here. It's just a very polite way for the mother to ask Haria if he would like something to drink. Interesting though here, there's several aspects which are pretty interesting. It's a little formal, no?
Ah, そうですね。
So the mother is being polite, which is good, but it's also here, it's kind of like the distance is still there between them. So yeah, he's not doing well.
そうかな? I think he's trying very hard because he offers to help her, right? 手伝いましょうか?
Shall I give you a hand? Which is a really great expression. Mm-hmm. This is a really good one.
I think this phrase is really handy.
I also use お手伝いすることありますか?
Like, is there anything I can help? That's a bit complicated grammar, right? I recommend 手伝いましょうか?
If you want to know what the expression I said kind of in detail, you can stop by and leave a comment. I actually prefer this one. It makes me look much better in the eyes of a parent. 相撲ないですか? Don't you think so?
かもね。